The Call, Episode 4, by Georgia Afonso. It might seem crazy
what I'm about to say. Found anything in the papers?
Ah, absolute diddly. Just another sighting of that naked runner in Hem Heath. But we covered him last week.
Brenda's rung in sick. Still suffering from yesterday's spicy Spanish sausage, apparently.
Oh, it's a blessing, I suppose. Last thing we need is Brenda sharing stories from the back and beyond. What's Jules doing? I've got a note here, but I can't read her writing.
Kippers.
Kippers?
Oh, why not? You've talked about them enough on air this week.
And you're not kidding.
Oh, it's fun. Jules is good at finding the story in things. She's creative, and she's not afraid to get it wrong.
Evidently.
Oh, you never know. Might be the secret ingredient this country's been needing to unite us. A shared hatred of smoked fish.
I quite like a kipper myself. And the phone-in is...
Chat-up lines. Do they ever work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll do what I can with that.
Sammy, are you okay?
I'm fine, why?
Everything all right at home? I mean, with... Blue's job, and what's the latest there? Is Hardcastle Cards going to be sold, do you think?
No idea. But I reckon the present Mrs. Griffin is pretty employable. She's got skills everyone wants.
And there's nothing else, you know, weighing on your mind.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe the woman who keeps calling in? Bev, I know it's nothing to do with me, but I think...
Harry, will you give it a rest? Okay, I admit I do know her, but it's something from the past. It was a bad time and I don't want to go there. I've got my reasons and I'm not going to call her. So just leave it, please.
Okay, I get it. I won't mention it again.
Good. Now, give me your best chat-up lines. Clap along if you feel like a...
Come on, Jenna. Jenna! Oh, what is that? Oh, no. Kay, I'm coming. Sorry, love. I was just...
Malaga!
Malaga! So the thing is, I just need
Jenna,
to...
Jenna, why aren't you dressed?
Kiln FM, morning, morning. It's coming up to 7:40. That was Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. It's Thursday. We're over the hump, and it's almost the weekend. Now, the present Mrs. Griffin and I took a lovely little stroll last night round Westport Lake, and I want to thank the lady who came up to tell me Brenda was her favourite thing about the show. To be honest, folks, I can't disagree. Unfortunately, Brenda won't be joining us today. Producer Harry took the call earlier this morning. I'll spare you the details, but suffice to say that yesterday's spicy Spanish sausage episode is getting a rerun. Anyway, all of us here at Kiln FM wish Brenda a swift and speedy recovery. We love you, Bren. Oh, wake up with Kiln
FM. Adapter?
Yep, that's in the, it's in this drawer, I think. Got it. Sorry.
You look dead tired, babe.
Thanks.
No, I just... You seem a bit... Sorry. It's just I'm stoked about us going away, but you're...
Oh, babe, I am too. It's just I'm trying to find my... Do you think we need to bring towels?
It's a hotel, Jenna. They'll have towels.
Right.
We should have left by now.
We've got time.
I thought we could get there early, get brunch and browse the shops.
And we will. I promise. As soon as I find my hairdryer.
Could it be under that pile of clothes?
Oh, good thinking. No. Oh, but I found my headphones.
Oh, great. So how come you got in so late?
Well, Tubbs...
Oh, yep, should have known.
He just asked if I wanted to come and have a half. Some of the old team were at the Six Bells.
And you ended up having...
Just a half. Oh, and, like, one shot, because it was Tasha's birthday.
Right.
Don't forget to phone in with your worst or best chat-up line experiences. Hey, they've worked well for me. I used a classic with the present Mrs. Griffin. First time I saw her, I said, "Are you a thief? Because you just stole my heart." She replied, "Are you a git? Because you just stole my parking space." Oh, it was love at first fight, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our beloved Brenda surprised us the other day by telling us she was having kippers for breakfast. And we thought, ooh, that's a bit retro. So we sent our tireless roving reporter Jules out to you, the great people of Stoke-on-Trent, to find out, are kippers making a comeback?
Gone fishing.
Are you there, Jules?
All right, Sam. I'm here with the folks at Dave's Larder to find out if customers think kippers should find their way onto the menu. I've got customer Barry here, who's just ordered. What have you ordered, Barry?
Bah.
Nice, nice. What's in it?
Bacon.
Oh, absolute classic. And what's your position on kippers?
Kippers?
Yeah. Do you think kippers are making a comeback? Are they the new smashed ever one toast?
You what?
Do you like kippers, Barry?
Fish?
Yes.
No. I like bacon.
Good for you, Barry. Good for you.
Instead of just a wishing.
Packed. Do I have time for a quick shower?
Yes.
Great.
At the hotel when we get to Malaga. It's rush hour, Jenna. We need to go. Do you have your phone?
Yep.
Charger?
Yes. Top of my rucksack.
Passport?
Yes. It's in there, all right.
I just need to see it.
Honestly, babe, it's right. Oh, hang on.
Oh, you are messing with me.
Ooh. Oh, my days.
Rashid, still nothing, bro.
I'm sorry, Ahmad. It's dead quiet. It's right down by the station.
That's where I am now. Nothing.
It'll pick up.
I hope so. I promised the kids we go Alton Towers next weekend, you know.
Why do you make these promises, bro? Hey, you heard on Kiln? They're talking about kippers, yeah?
What?
Turn your radio on, Kiln.
Listener Mike has tweeted in to say the best way to have kippers is in a toasty with a nice cold bottle of Newcastle brown ale. Oh, the taste of my youth, that, Mike. I could have that right now. Keep the kipper stories coming in, folks. And the phone
kippers,
is on chat.
That takes
line.
Me back.
So if you've got
yeah,
a
man, I thought
line,
of you.
Even better.
You should call in and tell them.
Be a good one for the heart of herring.
You remember my face here when I opened my lunchbox in school and that
okay,
smell.
Cindy
oh, kipper curry, that's tank.
Mum said she was being experimental.
You remember Mr. Thomas made you sit and eat here outside?
So embarrassing, man.
You should have told your mum to make you something else.
She was so excited. I didn't have the heart. But then she thought I liked it so much she gave it to me for the rest of the week.
You should call Kiln. Tell your story.
No way.
Come on. You could do a little shout-out for the company, yeah?
See, the only reason you want me to call is to advertise.
You've got to take these opportunities, Ahmad. It's not every day you get to be on the radio.
Kiln FM, sponsored by KMF, the complete manufacturing solution.
Oh, wake up with Kiln.
One or two kipper comments and a couple of dodgy chat-ups coming through.
Right, so I'll go to traffic and travel after this.
Great. One second, Sam. I can't talk right now. Sorry, Bev.
Have you talked to him?
I tried, but he completely closed me down.
I've got to speak to him, Harry. I have to make it right. Please help me.
I want to help. I do. And I'll think of something. Just please, don't phone again. I'll be in touch.
Okay. I need to speak to him.
And you will. I promise. Okay? I promise.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, holy moly.
What I don't get is why you had your passport with you last night.
Well, I needed ID.
Well, what about your provisional?
Oh, so I meant to tell you about that. It's actually kind of jokes.
Look, it must be there, right?
Probably.
Let's just go there and pray someone can let us in. Jenna?
There is also, like, a small chance it's at the Three Horseshoes. There was this Roy Orbison guy Tobes was really keen on seeing.
Jenna, you said you went for one half.
At the Six Bells, and then... look, I'm going to call all the places.
All?
I've messaged the WhatsApp group to see if any of them have the number for the taxi.
Jenna, we are going to miss the flight.
Chill, Kay. I'm going to tweet. Lost passport. If anybody in Stoke Centre, at the Six Bells, at Three Horseshoes Pub, at Boathouse Bar, or the taxi driver who I sang all of Moulin Rouge to has my passport, please help me. My GF and I are about to miss our first ever flight together. Hashtag dead. Hashtag save our relationship. There. What?
Hashtag save our relationship.
It's just a joke.
Oh, hilarious.
Could you just chill? You're stressing me out.
I'm stressing you out.
Look, it's already got a retweet.
Tag Kiln FM, the radio station. Tag them. They have it on in the caf and they do shout outs for this sort of stuff all the time.
Right, cool. Tagged.
God.
So, that's at
Jenna. I can't believe you're not calling
Twitter,
him, bro.
Who's supposed to be going on her first
Leave me be,
with
yeah.
her girlfriend this morning and has lost her passport.
You might win
Can
a mug.
Might look like a mug if more like.
Six Bells, the Horseshoe, or the poor cabbie she was singing Moulin Rouge to has found it. Please get
Didn't you say a girl was singing on her way home last night, bro?
Yeah, and she was singing that French song, Gucci, Gucci, ya, ya. All the way to Penkul, she was singing it.
Well, look for the passport, man.
Well, maybe we could move our flight.
I already checked us in.
Ah. I'm sorry.
I just don't get why you had to go out last night.
Well, to be fair, babe, I haven't really seen those guys for a while and...
But the night before.
Yeah, but, like, this is the first time off I've had in, like, months and I'm spending the whole time with you.
And?
And, like, Tobes was saying, like, he's not seen me since you and me became a thing and...
All right, so this is my fault.
No, that's not what I mean.
You know what, Jenna? Maybe we shouldn't have booked this trip if it's going to separate you from Tobes and the gang.
Kay, that's not what I mean.
I'm just going to go.
Kay, wait. Hey, wait. That's not fair.
No, Jenna. What's not fair is that I was packed 3 days ago and you're still in your pyjamas. It's not fair that I can't go to Malaga even though I have my passport. And it's not fair that you seem to think this is all going to be fine and you are hashtagging jokes on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, shoes. Shoes, shoes, shoes.
Mum, can you pick me up? Yeah, no, I'll explain when you get here. No, it's...
Excuse me, miss. Do you live in that building?
No, sorry. It was just some guy.
I'm looking for a girl.
Can you leave me alone, please?
Kay, please, can you just talk to me?
Moulin Rouge, look.
My passport.
No way.
Which terminal is it, ladies?
It's three, isn't it?
It's one, please. Terminal one.
Go with what she said.
Okay. That nav says 40 minutes.
Oh, we'll make it.
And now, an update on the lass who lost her passport.
Listen.
I've got Rashid here on the line, who is the manager of Hanley Cabs.
Hello, Sam.
That's
I
my
hear
boss.
You have an update for us, Rashid.
Yes, Sam. The passport has been found, and Ahmad, one of our best drivers, is driving the ladies to the airport as we speak.
Yay! Well,
that is brilliant news.
That is just the kind of service we provide at Hanley Cabs.
Other cab companies are available. Thank you, Rashid. Well, as I say, this is great news. And if the ladies are listening, I hope you have a fantastic holiday.
Woo-hoo!
And here's something to get you in the mood.
It's not every day you end up on the radio.
Well, I'll give you that.
Oh, I'm going to make it up to you every day. You won't have to lift a finger. Just say the word and I will place a daiquiri in your hand.
Too right.
You girls are lucky, you know. I only had the radio on because they were talking about kippers. You got to thank my mum's kipper curry.
Oh, kippers are rank.
It was when they said about you singing Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Well, I can't help myself once I get my Aguilera on. Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Giddy, giddy, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Ahmed.
I don't really know it that well.
Rubbish. Come on. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oh,
voulez-vous coucher
avec moi
ce soir? Come on, Kay.
Oh, God.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Malaga.
Nice story to finish on.
Lovely.
And that kipper stuff worked out quite well in the end.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to have a little faith, Sam.
Yeah, well, you were right.
Oh, can I have that in writing?
Yeah. Do you want to go for a bite?
I think I'll pass. I've got a couple of calls to make. To be honest, I'm a bit queasy.
Oh, still got spicy sausage on the brain.
What can I say? Brenda was graphic.
Well, I'll be in the cafe if you change your mind.
Right.
Hello?
Bev, it's Harry. I've got a plan.
Tune in tomorrow for the concluding episode of The Call.